it's not the fastest ever Ironman I've done, but over this course in Hawaii, which is, you know, one of the more grueling ones, I think that I went nearly 10 minutes quicker than I've ever been on the island before. So I'm really pleased with that. And then there's a few statisticians out there I've been told, I think I'm the fourth ever woman to go under 9 hours here. So that's always nice to be in the club, especially when I kind of look at the other people who've gone under 9 hours here.
Well, that's an incredible achievement. And Liz, the way Rachel describes it, we always think of Hawaii as a kind of benign, beautiful, sunny island. Tell us about the course and what it was like for you.
Yeah, maybe not quite so benign. It's like being in an oven. It's like racing in an oven with humidity. And you throw the winds in there, and yeah, it's a really tough course out here, and see people, you know, who are some of the best athletes in the world blowing themselves to bits. But luckily, myself and Rachel didn't blow ourselves to bits yesterday, and we managed to have fantastic races.
Well, to get two Brits up there on the podium side by side is fantastic. Why is it, Liz, that we seem to have such a fine tradition in this particular sport?
I'd say, like in the ITU and that side of things, it definitely has a lot to do with the development programs and the federation and that side of things. But with Ironman, not so much, because a lot of the British women that have succeeded before me, and Rachel even, have not come through the federation at all. I do think that success breeds success, and you're inspired and motivated by your fellow countrymen.
And Rachel, you didn't come through the ITU. In fact, you had quite a different background. You were a lawyer.
Yes, yeah. I took quite a dramatic career change. I was turning 30, and that was kind of the trigger for me to kind of decide I was going to give triathlon kind of a real shot.
And do you both now focus on Ironman rather than triathlons, or do you mix it up throughout the year? How does it work, Rachel?
You know, I came to the sport kind of via a different route to Liz. So I pretty much kind of came straight in at doing kind of middle distance, which are half the distance of an Ironman. And now I really only race over half Ironman or full Ironman. And I might do an Olympic distance just for training purposes. But unfortunately for me, I seem to be better the longer I go. So it means putting myself through a few Ironmans every year.
And is there any part of it that you really enjoy?
The finish line, especially here in Kona. Everyone here realises what people sacrifice, to get here, and obviously just to complete the race itself. So that finish line down Alihi Drive is, you know, thousands of people screaming at you, and it's an incredible feeling, like nothing else I can really describe.